There was a house with a silence so loud, a little boy lost in a grown-up crowd. He learned how to listen through plaster and wood, and tried to be quiet and tried to be good. But the cracks in the walls let the chaos right in, and he started to think it was under his skin. A flaw in his wiring, a fault in his code, a heavy, invisible, terrible load. When you think you're the reason the world isn't right, you search for the flaw in the dim bedroom light. When you don't have the tools and you don't have the name, you start to believe you're the one you must blame. It was the thing that I did to try and fix the break. A child playing surgeon with a trembling hand. And when the surgery failed, for goodness sake, I built a wall so no one could understand. It was a prayer to behold, a secret to keep, a mistake that I buried down so very deep. And for 20 long years, the real reason was hid. The terrible, beautiful reason I did it. The aftermath lived in a deep hidden place. Outside it was bright, but I'd vanished from grace. While the other kids played, I was lost and alone. My bad feelings growing and turning to stone. My trust had been broken, my friendships were gone. My childhood stolen, the price I had borne. A long silent mission I had to descend, to guard the one secret I had to defend. Cause you think you're the reason the world isn't right, you search for the flaw in the dim bedroom light. When you don't have the tools and you don't have the name, you start to believe you're the one you must blame. It was the thing that I did to try and fix the break. A child playing surgeon with a trembling hand. And when the surgery failed, for goodness sake, I built a wall so no one could understand. It was a prayer to behold, a secret to keep, a mistake that I buried down so very deep. And for 20 long years, the real reason was hid. The terrible, beautiful reason I did it. And to stand here today and to finally see that the flaw he was trying to fix wasn't in me. It's a truth so profound it can stop you stone cold. A story that had to wait years to be told. And the reason I share it, the reason you know, is to help that small boy and myself let it go. He was never the problem, he was never the cause. He was just a small child breaking under their laws. And that was the thing, a child's desperate fix. Now a scar that reminds me that resilience exists. The surgeon is gone now, the wall's coming down, and that little boy's safe now. He's safe and he's sound.